Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy. For all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Lord, teach me how to rest in you. Teach me how to lean on you, but I don't know which way to go. When my body is wrecked with pain, so many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Is in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We get ready to tap that place.
Keep pouring in the oil.
In the oil.
Come on, worship God. Come on, give Him the praise. Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Cause I
give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am. Give myself away.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our Savior, our Lord, our King. Father God, we come on this afternoon to say thank you for another day that you have blessed us, another day that you have given us, another day that you have equipped us to rule, to reign, and to serve in your kingdom. Father God, we come with a grateful heart and we come with an attitude of gratitude to say thank you, Father, for all that you do. Thank you, Father, for all that you are. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We magnify you. We praise your holy and we praise your righteous name. As we come on this afternoon, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for washing us. We thank you for helping us, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we ask that you would bless our services on today. As your word goes out, Father God, it will not return into your void because we know it's impossible to do so anyway. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to believe, help us to receive, help us to embrace, help us to obey. And we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation that would hinder this word from coming forth, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to say good afternoon to each and every person. Amen. And our services today, thank you. Amen for stopping by. Amen. We welcome you in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you would have a seat. Amen. In the fellowship services as we come to lift up Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. The pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve. Amen. As I greet you, amen, in Jesus' name. This is a platform that we meet 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays, we meet on this platform at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And then on Sundays, we meet here at 12. We also have a presence on all the social media platforms. Amen. So we ask that you would follow us, like us. Amen. And let us all lift up Jesus together. Amen and amen. I want to go straight into the word on this morning. Amen. And I'm coming, amen, out of the book of 1 Timothy, amen, in chapter number 6. And we want to begin reading in verse number 11. And it reads, "But you, O man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession before many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who made the good confession in his testimony before Pontius Pilate." Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. From the subject. Amen. Predetermined. Predetermined. Amen. Beloved, we know in life that the reality of life. Amen. A lot of us like sports. Some of us are rooting for the Phillies, rooting for the Eagles, rooting, amen, for Dallas, amen. Whatever your team is, amen, we know that we are rooting, amen, in the sports arena, beloved. We know in politics, beloved, that people are getting ready. They're getting ready. The candidates are getting ready, amen, to run for the race. Somebody is going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Even in our sports, we know we have our favorite team. We hope they win. They may win. They may not win. Somebody's going to win and somebody is going to lose. Even in business, beloved, amen, we have businesses competing against one another, businesses that are selling the same thing. You know, one business, you know, does better than the other business. You know, one business wins and one business loses. Glory be to God. And we see this in the world around us, beloved. We have winners. We have losers. Okay. And so who determines who wins? See, the reality is, you know, everybody wants to win. See, that's the goal. That's the only reason we enter the game, is because we want to win. See, we don't enter the game to lose. Amen. We enter the game, amen, to win. Amen. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. Hallelujah. So we see it, and some of us have the people coming over. Amen. You know, with the popcorn and our desserts, and you know what I mean. And we're gonna sit around and we're gonna root. Amen. And cheer on the team. Amen, that we want to win. So the question is, who is the winner? Who's going to be the winner? Well, basically, beloved, the winner is going to be the best team. The winner is going to be the strongest team, or the winner might end up being the smartest team, the one that's most strategic. The winner might end up being the one who's qualified, the one who is experienced, you know, the one who has been taught to win. Maybe the winner is going to be the team that is most coachable, listens to the coach, follows the instructions of the coach, the team that is most focused, and definitely the team with the most courage. See, glory be to God. Beloved, the winner, amen, is going to be, amen, the one, basically the winner is going to be, when you get down to the bottom line, is the one who has been trained to win. Glory be to God. We see, beloved, amen, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 9, verse number 25, it says, everyone who competes in the games trains with strict discipline. They do it for a crown that is perishable, but we do it for a crown that is imperishable. Oh, yeah, they train. Let me tell you something. The teams did not wait until Saturday night to start training. If the game is Sunday, okay, glory be to God, if the game is on Sunday night or Monday night, that team did not start training the night before. That team started training weeks before, months before, years before. They was building up through training, building up through practice, building up through rehearsal, see, to win that game. Glory be to God. And we see this here, beloved, even in our scriptures, glory be to God, the one who wins is the one who has the strict discipline, the person who's already made up their mind they're going to win. And so, beloved, what happens is the winner, amen, takes home the prize. Now, at the end of the game, you know, you're rooting on for the Cowboys, you're rooting on for the Eagles, you're rooting on for whoever you're rooting on, huh? Glory be to God, but everybody's not going to take home the prize. The loser is not going to take home the prize. The winner is going to take home the prize. The winner is the one who celebrates. The winner is the one who goes and pops the champagne, see, and lights the firecrackers. It's the winner. The losers is not drinking champagne, huh? They're not drinking sparkling cider. They're not firing up no firecrackers. Why? Because they're the loser, see? And so the winner, see, is the winner is the one who made up their mind they wanted to win. Now, the loser wanted to win too, but the winning team won because they wanted to win more than the loser wanted, amen, to win. And so they take home the prize. And so, beloved, this is why we see, glory be to God, in, amen, verse number 26, it says, and every man,
that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to corrupt, to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Oh yeah, beloved. Oh yeah. When we get down to the series, when we get down to the Super Bowl, when we get down to the final, see, the winner is going to be happy. They're going to receive a trophy and other rewards. They take those trophies home. But guess what? Over years, those trophies corrode. Over years, amen, those trophies become dry rot. Paper worms begin to eat up the paper, and the elements begin to corrode, amen, the chemicals that made that trophy. Because it's an incorruptible, amen, it's a corruptible reward. But beloved, the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, that we will also receive a reward, but it is not an incorruptible a reward, beloved. We are fighting and we are obtaining, amen, an incorruptible, one that does not roll, one that does not fade, one that does not dry rot. That's what we are fighting for. Glory be to God. Now, the glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, the loser, beloved, in our illustration of sports, amen, or our loser in politics or any endeavor of life, what do? They shouldn't be sour, amen. They should count it as experience. Amen. And who knows, maybe Lord's willing they'll try again. But they lost or because of several different components. Beloved, in God's kingdom, as we shared with you on last week, glory be to God, coming out of the book of 1 John chapter 2, we shared with you, amen, that the devil, amen, is contending for your faith, that the devil only has three ways to get to you, primarily through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The devil has three ways into you. Amen. He uses the world. That's why the Bible tells us to love not the world and the things that are in the world. The devil gets to you through your flesh. That's why the Bible tells us to mortify the flesh. Amen. Or, amen, the devil can get to you just because he's the devil. And we are told to resist the devil. Beloved, and this is why, because the devil is adamant, glory be to God, in pursuing your faith and pursuing your destiny. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, glory be to God, to fight. We have to fight for our faith. We have to fight for our soul. We have to fight for our destiny. We're not talking about, amen, a flesh and blood type of fight where you grab your gun, grab your knife, grab the soda bottle, grab the kitchen pot. No, beloved, we're talking about a spiritual fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God, to put on the whole armor. Huh? The breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, taking the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith, and fight like your life depends on it, beloved, because it does. When we see those guys out there playing football, they fighting like they serious, huh? Basketball, fighting like they serious. Amen. The political arena, fighting like they serious. But for our beloved, I come to tell you, our fight is a much more serious fight against our component. And we have to fight like we want to win. We have to fight. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been anointed to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible says even to the point if it means getting violent. Because violence only respects violence. Glory be to God. He says fight like your life depends on it, because it does. Because the devil is out to get you, beloved. Let me tell you something. Anytime the devil was bold enough to approach the first people on the planet Earth, when he approached Eve in the garden, glory be to God. Anytime the devil had enough boldness and audacity to approach Jesus, when Jesus was in the wilderness praying and fasting for 40 days, you best believe he coming for you. You best believe he coming for you, baby. You ain't all that special. You hear what I'm saying? Your anointing ain't all that high. You hear what I'm saying? The devil coming for you. Glory be to God. And how do we overcome? We got to fight, doggone it. We don't run. The Bible didn't say, amen, run with your faith. No, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, we are more than conquerors. You got to fight like you know you can win. You got to fight like you are more than a conqueror. You got to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You are fighting. What? For what? Not for, amen, that trophy that you're going to take home and put on your shelf. Not because if you showing off, telling everybody, look how good I can fight. Not because you bragging on yourself, but you fighting to lift up Jesus. And, beloved, we are fighting, amen, against the perishable and the useless. The lust of this world is perishable. Huh? The lust of the flesh is useless. You want to know why? Because it's all going to pass away. That's why. You see why you got to fight? The devil said, come on and get this. Don't this look good? It tastes good. It feels good. Come on. Shine your own light. You the star. You the queen. You the king. It's your world. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Oh, the devil's working with you overtime. You got to fight against this stuff. Because guess what? Even if you got it, it's all perishable. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. You best believe it, baby. And only what we do for Christ will last. Let me tell you something, beloved. When a believer of God, believers, God's children, we win because we want to win. It ain't automatic. You can't say, well, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God, so I'm going to win. I win. No. If that was the case, he wouldn't tell you to fight. He would have kept that scripture out of the book. He didn't keep the scripture out of the book. See? Glory be to God. Because the devil, let me tell you something. When the moment you gave your life to Jesus, your spirit was saved. All right? Eternally. But guess what? Your soul wasn't saved. And the devil knows that. And the soul is a part of you that makes the decisions. Your soul can determine to keep walking with Jesus, or your soul can determine you're going to entertain the lust of the flesh or the lust of the world or entertain the devil's life. Your soul determines that, and that's what the devil is going for, your soul. The pull is in your soul. Glory be to God. And this is why the Bible says all souls are mine, but the soul who sins shall die. So, beloved, amen. So we win, amen, when we decide to. We win. Now, one thing, I look at some of our, in the political world, I look at some of our past politicians. I look at the stuff, and I look at the confidence they had when they was running. They ain't even sweating. They said, I got this race. They could be concerned less. But who was voting, who was coming out to vote, if somebody trying to steal the vote, they ain't even care because they said, I got this race. That confidence level. Beloved, that's the confidence we need to have in Christ Jesus. I got this. Why? Because God got me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, beloved, Satan is a loser. And he loses. You don't want to know why Satan loses? Satan loses because Jesus already won. Oh, my God. Jesus already won. Beloved, the Lord is telling us, amen, to fight for the prize. Not the imperishable prize, but the perishable prize, but fight for the real prize. But what's the real prize, Pastor? The real prize is life eternal. That's the real prize, baby. Oh, that's the real prize. That when this life is over and when you die, you notice I didn't say if you die. You notice I said when you die. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That's the real prize, because when you get to heaven and you see Jesus and Jesus see you and Jesus says, welcome in, my faithful servant. Oh, baby, that's the real prize. That's the real prize. The imperishable prize. It's the ones that's going to hear depart from me. I never knew you. Your work was of iniquity. All that energy they put in went to vain. All that showing off. Huh? All them hours they lost sleep. All that money they invested. All them people they was trying to impress. All of that is flushed down the toilet. It don't mean nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come to tell you that you can win when you make up your mind to win. I want to tell you, beloved, how you want to know why you can win? Because the fight is already predetermined. Ah. Oh, yeah, the fight is already predetermined, beloved. I watch a little bit of sports, amen. I watch a little bit of wrestling. But can't nobody tell me, amen, that wrestling is not fixed. I don't care what nobody tell me. Amen. They already made an agreement in the back room. Who gonna win? Who gonna lose? This is how much money you gonna get just for showing up, entertaining our people, and bringing the money in. You still gonna get paid, but you gonna lose, see, because it's predetermined. Baby, I come to tell you, amen, that our fight is already predetermined. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God when you make up your mind to win. Hallelujah. You can't lose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. God has already worked out the details. Hallelujah. Jesus has already won the battle. Beloved, I come to tell you the work of the cross cannot be undone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you make up your mind to hold on to the word of God, when you make up your mind to hold on to the promises of God, when you be resolved like Brother Job, when Brother Job declared, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Oh, beloved, I come to tell you, you cannot lose. I come to tell you that you win when it look like you're losing. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might be a little scared to get in the fight. You might feel like you're underweight. You might feel like you're overweight. You might feel like you're not nourished enough. You might feel like you don't have enough backup. Oh, glory be to God. The enemy might try to come with all type of tactics to stop you from fighting. But I want to tell you today that if God be for you, hallelujah, he is more than the world against you. I come to tell you that sometimes you look like you're by yourself. David looked like King David was by himself, but he still picked up those three smooth stones. Hallelujah. And he took his Goliath down. Oh, yes, he did all by himself. Oh, glory be to God. I'm sure Daniel felt really lonely when they put Daniel down in the lion's den. Oh, glory be to God. He was down there with them lions all by himself with no mouth. But I come to tell you, if God had opened Daniel's eyes and Daniel would have saw that there was more against for him than against him, if he would have saw a host of angels there ready to slay that lion, if that lion acts stupid. You hear what I'm saying? Beloved, I come to tell you this day that you win, hallelujah, and Satan lose. I come to tell you, if you put your trust in Jesus, I come to tell you, you're going to win every time. Glory be to God. People are trying to wonder what the eagle's going to do. Hallelujah. If they're going to win the next. But let me tell you something, beloved. When you walk in with the king, you ain't got to guess who's going to win and who's going to lose, because you already win. And you can't lose. I come to tell you, when you put up your dukes out, when you put up your faith out, and you fight in faith out, and you fight on God's promises, and you hold on to God's word, and you refuse to surrender, and you refuse to quit, and you refuse to believe the hype, I come to tell you, you win every time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Satan loses. Beloved, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're engaged in a good warfare. Hallelujah. Thank you. And the Bible says you're going to obtain an incorruptible crown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't surrender. Glory be to God. It's working in your favor. And this is why the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purposes. Oh, glory be to God. God got you. Oh, yeah, you get a little weak sometime. Hallelujah. But let the weak say, I'm strong. I come to tell you, God got you. Sometimes you're too tired to walk. I come to tell you that God will lift you up on the wings of eagles and carry you into your next season. You won't even have to walk. God will carry you in. I come to tell you, you might feel a little discouraged from time to time. Oh, glory be to God. But don't give up. Just encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you win. Hallelujah. It's a fixed fight, baby. It's a fixed fight. You win. It was already predetermined. When Jesus, last word, one of his last words straight out on the cross, with his hands stretched wide, they hung him high, his head was low, but Jesus found enough breath to say, it is finished. I come to tell you that word and mantle rise on your life. It is resting on your life today, that it's finished. You got to look your circumstances in the eye and say, it is finished, Mr. Devil. The Lord rebuke you. Oh, glory be to God. You got to look that temptation in the eye and call the devil a liar and the father of lies and let the devil know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to let the devil know, as Mordecai told Haman, I won't bow. I won't bow. Oh, no. If I bow to anybody, it's going to be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm not bowing to the temptation. I'm not bowing to the lust of the flesh. I'm not bowing to the lust of the eye. I'm not bowing to the pride of life. I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing. Because it's already predetermined that I win. I'm a fight till my change come. I'm a fight till I see the morning. I'm a fight, how the good fight of faith until my harvest come in. I won't quit, but I'm going to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as I know that my labor is not in vain. Oh, glory be to God, because in due season, in God's season, in God's appointed time, in God's appointed favor, hallelujah, I'm going to reap if I faint not. Oh, I win. Oh, I win. You thought I was dead. You thought I was dead. They thought Lazarus was dead, because Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Yeah, the devil was laughing. His enemies was like, they thought devil was dead. Beloved, hallelujah. Your enemies think you're dead. They think your dream is dead. They think your vision is dead. They think your health is dead. They think your money is dead. They think your goal is dead. They think your family is dead. They think it's dead. But he who laughs, laughs last. You hear what I'm saying? God is up in heaven laughing, so we might as well laugh with him. Get your laugh on, baby. Get your life, baby. Get your laugh on. Laugh while you're fighting. Fight while you're laughing. But whatever you do, don't quit. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I say it's a fixed fight. And you're the winner. You win. And the devil lose. You win. You already won. Act like you know. Act like you know. And the devil lost. The devil just coming in for a second chance. Hallelujah. He's trying to revenge himself. He's trying to appeal his case. But guess what? He was a liar the first time, and he a liar the second time, because he'll always be a liar, because there's no truth in him. Beloved, will you side with the truth this morning? And know that regardless what the doctors are saying, regardless what your money is saying, regardless of what your health is saying, regardless of what your relationship is saying, your spouse is saying, your children is saying, your job is saying, regardless, I come to tell you it ain't what it look like, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So if you walk in the faith, live in the faith, fight in the faith, hold on to your faith, and never, 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 never persist until you succeed. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, come on, you got to fight right now. You fight. You got to fight to come out of doubt. You got to fight to come out of sin. You got to fight and grab hold just a little bit of faith and open up your mouth and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus to come in and live in your heart to be your Lord and be your Savior. That's the first step. Now, the fight ain't over after that, because you still got to fight to contend. You got to fight to stay in the game, baby. That's why the Bible says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. See, you don't a fight to get saved and then go back living for the devil. That's the biggest lie on planet Earth. And those who preaching it need to repent before they go to, before they bust hell wide open. And if you believe it, you're not guilty. You're not innocent, because you ought to know better. Come on. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ. Huh? Without Christ, we can do nothing. If you trust in him, if you depend on him, if you hold on to him, God's going to see you through. It's going to see you through. Amen. Father, we say thank you for the souls that have just given their lives to you. Father God, by faith, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for them, Father. Father God, we ask, pray for their strength, Father God, that you will help them to connect to a strong ministry, Father God, where they can grow, Father God, and mature into their destiny in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We say thank you, we say thank you, and we say thank you. Father God, we want to pray right now, Father God, for our brothers and sisters who've gotten a little bit off focus. They done lost so many times, they don't think they can win. But Father God, we are praying right now that they can get their faith back and go in for another go round. They may say, I lost the last one, but guess what? I lost the last one, shame on me, but watch out. Watch out, enemy, shame on you, because I'm coming back with vengeance. I'm coming back in the name of the Lord. I'm coming back in the power of the Lord. I'm coming back in the strength of the Lord. We pray for them, Father. Help them to get on up. God, you said if a good man, a good woman fall down, Father God, seven times, they can get back up again. Help them to brush themselves off and get back in the fight. Because without faith, it's impossible to please you. Get in that fight and fight till they ain't got to fight no more. Thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We want to invite you to come back tonight at 9 p.m. and meet us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, amen, Twitter, amen, Roku TV, Apple TV, YouTube TV, amen. Come on back at 9 o'clock and meet us here. We all want you to know also that we meet on the same platform, 6 a.m. every morning, Monday through Saturdays. Amen. We're here 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on and have breakfast with us. Amen. The Breakfast for Champions. Amen. Meet us on the same platform. Amen. For our prayer altar. Amen. We pray till Shiloh come. You hear what I'm saying? Two times a day. Amen. 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Come on and pray with us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you desire to sow into the soil of this ministry, amen. We thank God. Amen. for your faithful giving, and this is truly rich, anointed soil, amen, uncontaminated soil, amen, as we endeavor to do the work of the Lord, amen, we thank you, amen, for your tithes, your offerings, your donations, amen, to help us, amen, to continue to take ministry where ministry has not gone, amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and sow your best seed right there, lifewordjesus.org, amen. You can also, amen, glory be to God, go to our Cash App is $Life Word Jesus, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, and that's in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, beloved, hallelujah, as we go forward through this day, that it's predetermined. It's a fixed fight. It's a fixed fight. But you still got to believe. If you don't believe it's fixed, it's not fixed. If you don't believe you win, you don't win. If you believe you lose, you do lose. As a man thinketh, so is he, according to your faith unto you. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. My pleasure to be in the Lord's service on today. Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Love you. Amen. See you tonight at 9 p.m., Lord's willing. Amen. And back again here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Amen. Everybody have a blessed, 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 blessed day. Amen. Keep fighting because you already won. Amen. You're not going to win. You already won. God bless you.
Come on, the Lord is breathing right now. He's breathing right now. Come on.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are the reason why I sing. You are my melody. You are my destiny. You are the life I live. You are the reason why I sing. You are my everything. My destiny.
My destiny.
Oh, oh.
My destiny.
Oh, oh Lord. My destiny.
I live. You are the reason why.
my destiny.